Alka-Seltzer for headaches.
Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion.
Alka-Seltzer for cold.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
Hello, 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 everybody, everywhere.
Hey, wait a minute, Jack, wait a minute. Gosh, Joe Kelly's supposed to say that.
Why, no, Arky, but Joe and most of the gang haven't shown up yet. They're all out there skating on the pond, and I'm going to...
Listen, Jack, here they come. Here's Joe and the gang now.
Oh, shucks. I've always wanted to introduce the Alka-Seltzer National Barn Dance. This is my big chance. Hello, hello, hello.
Yes, indeed. Hello, everybody, everywhere. House, mother, and dad, and the whole family.
Oh, shucks.
Well, thanks, Jack, but you ought to know this gang wouldn't miss tonight's party. We're late, but we're all here, aren't we, gang?
Everybody been hizzy, dude.
Yeah. Well, hizzy will show up. He probably got lost on one of the bobsleds on the way over here from the old mill pond. But come on now, take off your coats, mittens, caps, and earmuffs, gang. We're going to skate right along here in the old WLSA loft, so get ready for Here We Go.
Through the winter days, you find a place to keep your love on ice. Get your favorite day to find a place to keep your love on ice. Walter.
Right now. Say, if Hezzy were only here, we'd have more. Well, sharpen my skates and call me Sonia. Here's Hezzy now.
Say, I'm sorry I'm late, Joe, but the old horse pulling the bobsled got stalled halfway over.
The horse got stalled?
Uh-huh.
Now, don't tell me the horse ran out of gas.
Just about, Joe. You see, he only had a hay cart.
Oh, my. But no more stalling. Come on, you Hoosier hotshot. Skate into something quick.
Only a hay cart.
Only a hay bird.
Are you ready, Hezzy?
Jingle all your silvery bells. Sounds so grand it beats a band when that sweet music swells. Tales of love, the bells are ringing through the hills and dells. Listen to the sound, stick around, all your silvery bells. Like you make
cozy and very warm, Hoosier Hot Shots. And to keep it that way, here's a tote ticket.
Oh, beat you to it, Joe. Grab your partners, everybody. Oh,
have you ever noticed, friends, that frequently the first warning you get of an approaching cold is when your throat becomes sore and scratchy? Well, if you'd only gargle right then and there with Alka-Seltzer, we believe you could save yourself much discomfort, because the analgesic in Alka-Seltzer can help ease that throat soreness in short order. Then, if your sore throat actually develops into a cold, you'll welcome the prompt, comforting relief Alka-Seltzer offers for that dull, ache-all-over misery of a cold. Of course, you will want to take good care of yourself, too. Get lots of rest. Eat sensibly. Dress wisely. Get ample vitamins. But for real relief, don't forget the Alka-Seltzer. Get a 30 or 60 cent size package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist at the first sign of a sore throat or a cold, and see how helpful it can be.
Well, that was a real foot warmer, folks. In fact, I don't know anything hotter unless it's a touch of Texas. So what about hearing from the Denning sisters and the Hoosier Hot Shots, huh?
Yeah. All right, Drew, let's go.
In the heart of Texas, the sage in bloom is like perfume. Deep in the heart of Texas, reminds me of the one I love. Deep in the heart of Texas,
come on, Izzy. I got a touch of Texas in my talk.
He's got too much of Texas in his talk.
Ah, this place will be my ruin. I yippin' and wahooin'.
Oh, take him back to New York.
I got a touch of Texas in my hair.
He's got too much of Texas in his hair.
Yeah, the stand from Amarillo keeps a scratching on my pillow.
Oh, take him back to Times Square.
For I've seen every part of
what he's deep in the heart of.
I got a touch of Texas in my talk.
He's got too much of Texas in his walk.
I rode a Bronco down to Dallas, so be careful off my callus. Woo! Carry me back to New York.
Take him back to New York.
Certainly warm enough here in the old red barn now. But wait a minute. Seems to me I feel a draft around here.
Mm-hmm.
I thought so. It's that wacky cold wave from Winston County, folks. Alabama's pride and joy, Pat Buttram.
Well, hello, Jody. How you doing?
Oh, say, Pat Buttram, where in the world have you been?
Well, I've been a-getting here. Where you think I've been?
Yeah, but the rest of us arrived long ago, Pat, and you were in the bobsled with us when we left. I know, because I remember making you sit in the bottom of the sleigh.
Yeah, and that's the reason I'm late, too. That is a dirty trick.
Well, what do you mean?
You knew darn well there was a hot brick in the bottom of that sleigh. I had to jump out of the sleigh and sit in a snowbank for 30 minutes to cool myself off.
Well, Pat, anyway, we're glad you made it. Oh, say, I tell you, it's nice to take a sleigh ride in the good old wintertime and then get inside where the girls can sit around and the boys hug the stove and smoke.
Yeah. But down in Winston County, the boys sat around and hugged the girls and let the stove smoke. Say, Joe, speaking of girls, who is that pretty little blondin over there? That new girl.
Which one?
The one with the rosy painted cheeks.
Oh, Pat, her cheeks aren't painted. It's just that she's been out in the crisp winter air. That's a natural, healthy color.
Yeah? Well, she's a little healthier on one side than she is on the other.
Say, Pat, tell me, why didn't you bring your own girl, Sue Nell Coonrod, to the skating party?
Well, I was feared she'd tell that me and her's engaged and then none of the other girls would skate with me.
Oh, but she wouldn't have to tell anybody, Pat. Can't she keep it a secret?
Oh, she can keep it a secret, all right. We was engaged for 3 weeks before I even knew about it. I took her with me on our sleigh ride down home the other night, though, Joe.
Yeah, well, how did your sleigh ride turn out, Pat? Lots of fun?
Oh, yeah, we had a faster horse than you did tonight. Uncle Herkimer's got just the horse for pulling a sleigh. You see, it's a special kind of a horse. Its front legs is 6 inches shorter than its hind legs.
Front legs 6 inches shorter?
Yeah.
Well, how does that make him a good sleigh horse?
Well, he thinks he's pulling downhill all the time and just goes like a dickens.
Well, Pat, of course, horse and sleigh are lots of fun, but for real excitement, give me a sled and a dog team.
Sled and dog team?
Yes, sirree, boy. Say, why, when I was up in the far north country, I remember one time I traveled 1,000 miles by dog team just to tell a girl I loved her.
Oh, Joe, that sounds like a lot of mush to me.
Yep, now, wait. No fooling, Pat. It was a very dangerous ride.
Oh, man.
Why, it took me 2 weeks, and it was the most nerve-wracking trip I ever took. Why, when I finally reached my destination, my hair had turned white just like snow.
Like snow?
Yeah.
Boy, it's sure shoveled off now, ain't it?
Now, wait a minute. All right, Patrick, but keep your eyes open, for here comes a girl as pretty as a picture. Yes, the Belle of the Barn Dance and her boyfriend, Lula Belle and Scotty. And I'm not kidding, Lula Belle. You know, I saw those swell-colored photographs of you and Scotty and the rest of the Barn Dance gang in the February issue of Radio Mirror magazine.
Yeah, we're some pumpkins, ain't we, Joe?
You said it, Lula Belle. And say, by the way, folks, you can get your copy of the February issue of Radio Mirror magazine with the pictures of all your hayloft favorites in any newsstand now. And now, Lula Belle and Scotty.
Oh, we're all ready, Joe. Come on, Pappy. Here we go.
Come on, boys. Mrs. Maloney and Mrs. Titoni were neighbors who lived on our street. The first had no wealth, but she had her good health and a grand bouncing baby so sweet. The second, she lived in a much larger flat with a white poodle dog and an angora cat. But the pride and the boast and the thing she loved most was a swell baby grand on 3 feet.
Which would you rather have on hand, a grand baby or a baby grand?
A grand baby often squalls and hollers.
A baby grand is worth $600.
Rock-a-bye baby on the treetop, this bang as loud as a band. Maybe, maybe you'd want a grand baby and maybe a baby grand.
Mrs. Maloney to Mrs. Hightoney one day as they met on the square.
Sure, that mothering child is just driving us wild with a squalling and bawling, I swear.
Said Mrs. Hightoney, replying to that,
lock up your piano you've got in your flat. For all that is keeping me, darling, from sleeping is you and your teeny brown hair.
Which would you rather have on hand, a grand baby or a baby grand?
A grand baby has its milk in bottle.
A baby grand has a soft pedal front.
Well,
rock-a-bye baby on the treetop, this bang as loud as a band. Maybe, maybe you'd want a grand baby and maybe a baby grand.
That
baby grand was grand, all right, Little Bill and Scotty, but there's one thing grander. Yeah, that's a couple of grand old tunes played on the grand old banjo by our own sovereign of the silver strings, Eddie Peabody.
You know I love you, and I long for you each day. My little girl, I'm dreaming of you, though you're many miles away. I see the lane down by the wildwood, where you promised to be true. My little girl, I know you're waiting, and I'm coming back to you.
Folks, thank you very much. That was a good old favorite, My Little Girl. And now while we got the banjo still hot, let's keep the home fires burning.
When we tell you that penny for penny, unit for unit, you can't buy a better B-complex vitamin product than one-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablets, you can accept that as an absolute fact. Because every statement you hear on this program about vitamins has been carefully checked by a staff of competent doctors. Now, you may say, that's fine, but I don't need any B-complex vitamins. I'm not sick. Well, folks, you don't have to be sick to need these vitamins. But if you're inclined to be nervous and irritable, if you tire easily, or if your digestion isn't what it should be, it's possible that the cause of your trouble is a lack of sufficient B vitamins. And if that is the case, we urge you to start taking one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets made by Miles Laboratories, the makers of Alka-Seltzer. It's the brand which offers you, in a single tablet, your full minimum daily requirements of all the B complex vitamins whose requirements have been established. But you say, what about the cost? Well, remember, you take but a single tablet each day, and that alone makes them more economical to use. So when you buy B vitamins, be sure to ask your druggist for one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets made by Miles. And don't forget, your druggist also has another high-quality, low-cost vitamin product. It's one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets. One-a-day is the registered trademark of Miles Laboratories. Whether you want B-complex vitamin tablets or A and D vitamin tablets, be sure you get the genuine one-a-day brand made by Miles. Look for the big one on both packages.
On with the party, folks, and here are the Dinning sisters.
Crazy baby, trying to guess. Will you tell me no, or will you tell me yes? You gotta go overboard for someone someday. Believe it or not, it's bound to be. As long as you're not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love with me? For me to see, but I've done a lot of dreaming about you and me. Won't you make my dreaming a reality? Now I am the kind of girl who loves only one, and you are the only one for me. As long as you're not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love with me?
Cause you got overboard for someone someday. Believe it or not, it's bound to be. As long as you're not in love, coffee,
hey there, who's got all that coffee? That's what I want to know. Who's got all that coffee?
Here, my goodness. You should know better than to mention another cup of coffee around here. And here are just the boys to tell you why. Those four cantankerous coffee beans.
Look out.
The Hoosier Hot Shot.
Okay, let's go, boys. I have a letter.
Oh, a letter.
Here's an open letter to the boys in the air, on land, or phone. Mm-hmm. While you're scrapping over there, we're getting in the scrap back home.
You're not getting
by that.
Sir,
I know.
Right the crew.
And you know that. Let's have some more coffee. That's out. No more coffee in the pot.
Uh-huh.
No more sugar in the drawer. But, guys, oh, gee, what care we if it's going to help win the war?
Hmm? Yeah, no more bacon on the pig.
Right.
No more butter in the store, but we will lean on margarine if it's going to help win the war.
Is he? You know, we don't need cuffs on trouser legs, and them zoot suits now are dead.
Uh-huh.
We'll jump the bumpers on our cars if we can bump axes' heads.
Yeah, and there's no more ethyl in the tank.
Uh-uh.
No more tires on it anymore, but we won't squawk. We'll get out and walk if it's going to help win the war.
Yes, sir, that's exactly right. You know another thing? We must do less driving.
Yeah. Do more parking.
Oh, yes. You know eggs?
Well,
eggs becoming very few. We won't let it make us sore, because we'll act like men and bear with a hen if it's going to help win the war.
No more spinach in the can. Popeye hollers with a roar. We'll give the greens to the brave Marines if it's going to help win the war.
A civilian on a diet helps a soldier on a tack. Though we may not stay so round, so firm, or so fully packed.
No more steak from the cow. Skirts are shorter than before. So we'll eat less, and see a bit more, if it's going to help win the war.
We will squawk, we'll get out and walk, if it's going to help win the war.
Working mighty hard these days. Your hours are long and irregular. You have a lot on your mind. You are forced to eat hurried lunches. And in general, you lead a pretty busy life. And that's one good reason why you should never be without a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets handy, both at home and at the place where you work. Then if a headache, a touch of acid indigestion, or nervous indigestion comes along to make your life seem miserable, you're all set to feel better fast. So get a package or two of Alka-Seltzer tablets from your druggist this weekend and keep them at home and where you work as well.
Well, thanks for joining our party tonight here, folks. And don't forget, you're all invited to be with us again next Saturday for another barn dance party here in the old hayloft. Until then, this is Joe Kelly saying good night and good health to you all for Alka-Seltzer.
The Alka-Seltzer National Barn Dance has come to you from the stage of the Civic Theater and station WLS in Chicago. This is the National Broadcasting Company.